In the name of love, amen. Happy St. Francis Day. I appreciate Reverend Rachel's opening remarks that our pets are here for St. Francis Day, although it undercuts my attempt at a joke on the new priest to lead her to believe that we do this every day. What are they talking about? St. Francis who? What? We just bring our pets every Sunday. Reverend Michelle, of course, comes to us with 14 years of experience and several degrees, so knows who St. Francis is in this tradition. It is good to see so many pets in the pews. It brings a tear to my eye because I am incredibly allergic to dogs. And every year, Reverend Rachel selects me to preach because she's hoping that I will pass out and our online viewership will skyrocket. A passing out priest. St. Francis is the patron saint of all animals and creation. He was born to a wealthy textile merchant, and his lavish childhood allowed him to travel the world and have many endeavors, upon which he encountered many beggars and lepers. And in his early adulthood, he had a conversion experience to devote himself to poverty, to take on the spiritual practice of poverty and work to alleviate poverty. And this decision of his was not a condemnation of wealth, but rather his own desire to draw closer to God. And like many of us, St. Francis found God in nature, in the animals, the birds of the air, the beasts of the field. St. Francis experienced God and saw God's glory revealed. So he is dubbed the patron saint of animals, and we bring our pets to church to have them be blessed, because our pets are a blessing to us each day. With the simple love, the devotion and faithfulness, the no-strings-attached love of our pets, that at the end of the day, if we've had a rough day, we can come home and our pets sit and listen to us vent. And then afterwards is the best part, is that you don't have to listen to your pet about how bad their day was. They just listen. They don't try to fix. They don't try to compete. They just listen. So for that reason, we bring our pets, because St. Francis believed that the incarnation of Christ redeems not just humankind, but all of creation. So in Christ, when God took on flesh of this world, that flesh and all of creation is now marked and imbued with God's love and glory. So we can find God in every living thing. St. Francis even preached to the birds and animals and even the rocks, not needing an audience other than God and nature. Many of you have followed St. Francis's guidance here and have encountered God amidst the beauty and grandeur of nature, whether it's out in the mountains and forests or riding the waves, surfing here at the beach. But St. Francis's belief that we are all part of one family, that the created order becomes one family and we belong to each other, is a beautiful ideal until we encounter a hard edge of this eternal truth. And that hard part is other people. You know what I'm talking about. It gets a little bit more challenging to believe in this radical oneness of creation when that oneness includes other people, especially people who have hurt us or harm us, people that we may be jealous of or envy, or simply people that we don't know or don't understand or haven't met. When what they say or do or believe hurts and harms and threatens us, it can be hard to see in them the goodness of God, and it can be hard to believe that we all belong to each other. And this is especially challenging in times of transition, times when we are forced to decide what we are called to do and who we are called to be. These times of discernment and transition like we are in now, and we're always in, to be honest. Whether it's national politics or local politics, whether it's thinking about the future of the church or your work or just recreation, even in our personal lives, when declining health and new relationships and evolving possibilities place us in transition and tension, even with those closest to us. When these circumstances befall us, it can be hard to believe that we are all part of one family, all exhibiting the same love of God in the created order, that each of us possesses a divine spark that links us to God and to each other. This is where the wisdom of St. Francis shines the brightest. St. Francis believes that our jobs as Christians is not to be right, not to win the fight, not to convert, but simply to love others. There is a prayer attributed to St. Francis that summarizes his theology. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. It is found in our Book of Common Prayer on page 833. And I'd like to encourage us to use this prayer in times when we feel frustrated by others, when it's hard to see people as part of one human family, when our righteous convictions make us want to blast the opposition. Let us pray, where there is discord, let us sow unity. So I encourage you to take out your BCP and bookmark this. And if you don't have a BCP, make a photocopy of it or take a picture of it with your phone or tear out a page from today's bulletin, because some clever liturgist interwove the prayer into our prayers of the people. It would be a wonderful thing if we could each, all of us, make this our prayer during this upcoming election season and discernment season and every season of change. Every time the changes and chances of this life leave us weary and wondering, what then shall we do? May we turn to this prayer and remember that our job as Christians is to simply love, just as our pets simply love us and God simply loves us. Because we all belong to one family. And each of us bears that unique goodness placed in us by God, and our job is to let that goodness shine for others, and then to help others find that goodness within themselves and help them shine their light. And together we can burn brighter and brighter. Amen.